This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, Governor Cuomo, the popular governor of New York, was in the news again. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I am Charles Love, sitting in for Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at cdouglaslove3. So Cuomo made some pretty interesting comments today I'd like to get to. And it's interesting, again, as we commonly and regularly talk about the media and how they choose what to focus on and what not to focus on. This made the news, but of course I'm in New York. I'm not sure if it made national news. You'd have to be the judge of that. But he was the darling of the media when New York was in the center of the corona crisis. But they don't give a lot of play to this. So here he's talking about the battle in Congress between Democrats and Republicans on what type of bailout they want to do. And he's saying they have to pass something because if they don't, it will hurt New York. But here, his comments are interesting. I think I said, I don't know, I say it so often earlier today, yesterday. It's always interesting when you get a liberal or a leftist to tell the truth. So he's talking about how it would be difficult for New York if they don't pass anything, and he gets into the wealthy and where they are, what's going on with the wealthy citizens of New York, and kind of made an appeal for them that is quite interesting for a liberal. So take a listen.
If you pass a piece of legislation that requires New York to raise taxes, raise a millionaire's tax, in this economic environment in New York City, where we're struggling, we used to be worried millionaire's tax people might leave. No, no, no. The burden shifted. We're trying to get people to come back. We're trying to get them to come back. COVID's under control. We're going to make progress helping the homeless. We're going to clean up the graffiti. We're going to fix crime. On top of that, you want to say, and by the way, when you come back, you're going to get a big tax increase.
So there he is saying that hurting New York by not passing legislation would be painful. But what would be more painful is hurting the wealthy because he needs them to come back. This is because they can afford it. When COVID came and became a problem, they all left and went to their summer homes or their family homes and went away. And now they're not, you know, moving that engine of the economy here in New York. And that's a problem. But he's going to say something key right here. Think about what conservatives are always saying about taxes, and the liberals poo-poo. The conservatives say they're crazy, say they don't care about people. Raising taxes is the way to solve the world's problems. The Bernie Sanders wing, I need you to pause and find a cassette recorder, wow, and take this and save it because this is amazing, not coming from a conservative. Listen.
Our population, 1% of the population pays 50% of the taxes.
Wow. Are liberals allowed to talk like that? You know, with the truth and all that kind of stuff. So 1% of the people pay 50% of the taxes out of the mouth of someone who represents and is part of the party that says wealthy people, not Democrat or Republican, just wealthy people, don't pay their, here come the air quotes, fair share. So he's schooling them because what he's saying is not untrue. And he's got another piece of information to tell them. Check this part out.
And they're the most mobile people on the globe.
Or worse, have never been spoken. People with money and means have the most ability and the most opportunities to change their situation. And it's amazing that the left doesn't get it, since they're the ones who are always talking about the only two topics they talk about is racism and income inequality. So you talk about the wealth and the wealthy, you lament them, you say that they're bad, you say that they have too much control, and then you don't realize that when you make policies that hurt them, they can get up and leave. Most of us, you make policies that hurt us, we ain't going nowhere because we can't. So he's teaching them, but they're not going to listen. They're not learning. Then he tries to do the thing where he's being enduring and a little funny and say this last piece I want you to hear, because I'm playing it because I don't think he's kidding. This is what he's doing and the people he talks to and what he says to them when he reaches out to them.
I literally talk to people all day long who are now in the Hamptons house, who also lived here, or in their Hudson Valley house, or in their Connecticut weekend house. And I say, you got to come back. When are you coming back? We'll go to dinner. I'll buy you a drink. Come over. I'll cook. They're not coming back right now. And you know what else they're thinking? If I stay there, they pay a lower income tax because they don't pay the New York City surcharge. So that would be a bad place if we had to go there.
And there you have it. And by the way, he knows a lot of people with summer homes, doesn't he? I guess that's that lifestyle. But he's saying that he knows people, and I believe him, that he knows that they go off to different states and different areas where the tax situation's a little bit nicer. And they stay there, and they wait and see. And he's truly trying to get them to come back. And they're like, well, why should I? Why should I foot the bill for your madness? But, of course, he was here when a lot of this got passed. So it's not like he's really opposed to it until he has no choice. So if it's wrong to overtax people, which is what he's saying, then it's wrong to overtax people all the time, not just some of the time. But he's right. These people can go and come as they please. They can sell. They can move. Some of them rent. And they don't have to come back. And the city needs them. Did you hear that? 50% of the tax base. I'm not sure if Cuomo's whining and dining is going to help. I want to leave you with two key points. Two data points. That's all you need to know to explain how difficult it is and where this is going to go. In May, 420,000 of those 1%ers left the city. Who knows how many of them came back? But while they're sitting in their summer homes watching what's going on, they also know that robberies are up by 286% on the Upper East Side alone. This is not counting all the violence and everything else that's going on. So Cuomo's got a tough job trying to get them to come back, but it's good to hear that there's a liberal out there who understands that overtaxing people is bad.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, Donald Trump is still president. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I am your guest host, Charles Love, sitting in. Follow me on Twitter at cdouglaslove3. So, yes, it's true. Donald Trump is still president. I say that because we've had a few instances like this since he's been president where news stories and a narrative have dominated the media and the country, and it seems to be all that people are talking about. Some have been good for him, many of them bad for him, but they take the focus away from anything else and it becomes all people talk about. And this is one of those situations, and I want to point out that when these things happen over and over again, we tend to forget how much the president is still doing. You know, they technically cover it in the media, but it's more print media, which we know is struggling and all the academics and boring people like talk radio hosts, read that stuff. Most people get their news, social media for some, but most people get their news from some form of visual, whether it be on their phone, on social media, or watching television news. If they watch cable news, it tends to be focused a lot on whatever those stories are that I'm talking about that are in the media every day. It's just getting opinions about those things from different people to solidify and craft a full view, if it's a fair outlet anyway, about that topic. I know I can watch a network show, network news show, and they'll be talking about a weekend violence in Chicago, for instance. Then I'll be a guest on Newsmax talking about the weekend violence in Chicago. Then I turn on Fox News and they'd be talking about the weekend violence in Chicago. This happens with Seattle's Chop and Chaz. It happened with Portland. It happened with the BLM protest. Everywhere you went. And it's typical because it's what everybody's whispering about, and it's what draws the eyeballs to the TV, so to speak. It gets you the clicks. And that's what people are looking for. And people need to know what's going on and understand all that. But my point here is to just point out some things that Trump is still getting done. It's amazing. Even if you're, because I try to be fair, someone who hates Trump, I think that you would be impressed, if by nothing else, with all the attacks that come his way and all the tweets and all the things that you think are ill-advised and the people saying that he's so unfit and he's not doing enough, how many things that he has actually done recently. I have a list here. And this list is just things since July. So just barely over a month. So I want to talk to you and ask you, rhetorically, of course, if you've even heard these stories. Like, did you know that Trump has made 2 judicial appointments since July? All this again since July 1st. So 2 more judicial appointments in that time. Do you know that he has signed 8 executive orders? 8 in a little over a month seems like a lot. Now, what's most interesting about these executive orders is that most will think, based on what's happening in the world and in the country, and based on their personal beliefs of the president, that these executive orders are a bunch of partisan, what do you call, wink and a nod to the KKK. And I would say at least 5 of them are pretty clear cut, and the others people may disagree with from some political thing, but nothing really crazy. So he give you a couple of them here. He signed the executive order improving rural health and telehealth access. Now, nobody had a problem with improving health. That's good. Okay. He signed an executive order aligning federal contracting and hiring with the interests of the American workers. So that's him saying that due to the difficulties to the economy from COVID, that he wants to make sure Americans aren't being hurt by people here working with visas. And I think that's interesting because, of course, people got heard about that one and got he got some partisan pushback. But it makes me think that the African Americans don't think they're American citizens, even though they put American in their name. You're American citizen. He's trying to protect your job, even if you think he doesn't like you. But yeah, so not that crazy. How about the executive order lowering prices by eliminating kickbacks to middlemen. Kickbacks? Kickbacks, the word is literally in the executive order. You think everybody in the country would stand for that one. But that's another one. He signed an executive order increasing drug importation to lower prices for American patients. Okay. He signed an executive order to give access to affordable life-saving medications to more Americans. And the last three, he signed an executive order, Hong Kong normalization, to in his support to Hong Kong over China. He signed the Hispanic Prosperity Initiative Act, an executive order to create a private sector coalition of Hispanic businesses and leaders to help advise him on what is best for the Hispanic community. And the last one, which is one the partisans definitely won't like, he signed an executive order to rebuild monuments being destroyed by rioters. I guess I can also throw in the $35 million he gave to aid human trafficking victims with housing. So the point here is simply to say, whatever you think of him, with all the madness and all the noise and the craziness going on in this country, you can't say, and all the golfing too, people say, oh, he golfs too much. You can't say he's not still out there trying to advance his agenda. And to top all this off, he is still running for re-election, suing Nevada and tweeting all night. Whatever your thoughts on the presidents are, the man is a machine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be delivering remarks at Whirlpool Corporation Manufacturing in Ohio on Thursday. Now, one person who won't be greeting the president is Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine, as he tested positive for coronavirus on Thursday. DeWine was tested as part of the required protocol before meeting President Trump at the airport. Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
"For over 60 days, federal properties in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been a attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails, mortar-style commercial-grade fireworks, accelerants, IEDs, and other violent weapons.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The suit, which the New York Attorney General filed in a New York state court, alleges the NRA leadership spent funds improperly, engaged in self-dealings, and made false or misleading disclosures to the Attorney General and the IRS. When asked about the lawsuit, President Trump believes the NRA should move.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life. And I've told them that for a long time. I think they should move to Texas. Texas would be a great place, or to another state of their choosing. But I would say that Texas would be a great place.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters are warning that a potentially extremely active hurricane season will take place in the Atlantic. The agency expects 19 to 25 named storms with 3 to 6 major hurricanes during the six-month hurricane season, which officially ends November 30th. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Oprah has a new book, her 86. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I am your guest host, Charles Love, sitting in. Follow me on Twitter at CDouglasLove3. So this one's going to be a heavy one for me. I apologize if I yell a little bit. I definitely won't be doing this in that calm NPR voice. I want to talk about Oprah's latest book club book, Cast. It is by an African-American woman. And I mean that term specifically. You will find that I draw a distinction between blacks and African Americans. And this woman is definitely an African American. Her name is Isabel Wilkerson. And Oprah is just in love with the book. Like I said, it's her 86th book. And she is going all out, pulling all the stops out for this one. She bought 500 copies to send to every governor and to CEOs and leaders. Speaking about the book, she said this: "Of all the books I've chosen for book clubs over the decades, there isn't another that is more essential a read than this one. It explains why we are where we are in terms of racial inequality and injustice." She goes on to say, "It should be required reading for humanity. Cast, Wilkerson tells us, is a disease from which none of us is immune." This is the way she describes it. She tells Gail King in an interview that she cried when she called her. And lastly, the book is also beautifully written. Like I said, she is a Pulitzer Prize winning author. I've never read her books, but I am quite sure that she is a wonderful and talented writer, and I've written books, and I'm sure she writes far better than me. I'm sure the words are poetic and descriptive and paint you a vivid picture. The problem is, and this is going to be pretty harsh since I admittedly haven't read it, but based on several articles and Oprah's own description of it, the problem is that it's stupid. Did I make that clear enough? I don't even need to go through, you know, sometimes you can get just enough, the right piece of something, and it gives you all the clear understanding that you need. And in their description, now this is the author and Oprah, so they're putting the book in its best light. I got one line, and I knew I did not need to read this book. It says, "Caste is a masterful work of history that illustrates how caste systems, the Untouchables of India, the Third Reich, and others, paved the way for segregation and other institutions that were created to give power to some while ensuring that others remain powerless. Now, I'm sure Kevin has a national audience, so I'm sure he has a wide breadth of listeners who come from all walks of life, have different backgrounds, different income levels, different experiences. I'm hoping that the average American, I hope, maybe when they're younger, what they're teaching in school may be bad, but I'm hoping that the average American, I don't know, over 30, can tell that no matter how well that book is written, what I just described to you is complete idiocy to compare the caste system, the Third Reich, in America. Let's set India aside for a moment. All of them are different. So if you look at socialism, for instance, and Marxism, it's written in their book. It's not an opinion. It's, you know, the proletariat of the world unite. It's to say everybody's in their own class and the poor need to band together regardless of their differences and fight against the man.
Okay.
Let's just look at the premise of what these people believe. The Third Reich was Aryan nation, was our German blood needs to be pure and the white man is superior and we need to band together regardless of whether we're rich, poor, working class, or whatever. All Aryans need to stay together to keep the bloodline pure. India, the traditional one she threw in there, probably just to build from her book, because this has nothing to do with India, a caste system. She wanted to rip America, but India had a caste system. You were born into a certain caste, and you stayed in that caste. So why would anybody, knowing that the premise from the billionaire Oprah and this Pulitzer Prize winning author is to attack America by cloaking it in the specific caste system of India and the pungent darkness of the Third Reich? It's intentional and it's completely stupid, and I don't know how anyone would stand for it. But why am I surprised? Let's look at some of the other books, like the number one bestseller on Amazon, White Fragility, you know, or best. There's an article I read today in The Federalist. It's by Emily Jashinsky. It's titled How the Progressive or Bigot Binary Change Culture Quickly. And she says, if people are only racist or anti-racist, in quotes, which we'll get to, your ideology is easy to enforce after a certain point of proliferation because people believe it's bad for business to be on the side of alleged racism. And you can throw some others in, but she talks about white fragility in this book, how to be an anti-racist, if you haven't heard about that one. And she even went back to some old school ones. She talks about the way these people talk and the way these people think and what they say. And how if you paint somebody as racist and you say that the choice is binary, that either you're racist or you're an anti-racist, either you do what we say or you're racist, then everybody tends to fall in the racist category. She talks about a man, Fernando Martinez, who's an immigrant. He owns a Cuban restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, and a local Black Lives Matter group sent a threatening letter with a list of demands. He had questions. He said, how can I be a bigot and a racist when my family is black, when my son is gay? I'm the proud father of a gay son, and I'm going to fight for him against anybody. But you see, anybody can be a racist to these people. If you ask white fragility author, everybody's racist. Every white person is racist. Emily goes on to quote a 1989 essay that's become popular again called White Privilege, Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack. Here's a quote from this bit of genius. My schooling, lamented McIntosh, gave me no training in seeing myself as an oppressor, as an unfairly advantaged person, or as a participant in a damaged culture. I was taught to see myself as an individual. What kind of silliness is that? An individual who her parents should be shot. But they go on to a book about feminism called Feminism is for Everybody. And of course, the new popular behind White Fragility, How to Be an Anti-Racist. And in that, he basically says, doing nothing makes you a racist. You have to act. Just not being a racist is not enough. And to that I say, that's like saying doing nothing about homelessness means you hate poor people. Everyone can't act. Some people don't have the means. Some people are focused on other things. You can't just blanket mark everybody, every white person as a racist. It's like those people who love to laud Harriet Tubman, who I love her story, and the Underground Railroad, but they won't mention that the stops along the railroad were white people who risked their comfortable lives to hide and to help the slaves. You see, this is terrible, and you can throw caste in with these other books. The one thing they have in common is that they all appeal to the lowest part of humanity. Negative about blacks, negative about people who don't agree with them on feminism, and really negatives on whites. I say negative on blacks because even Oprah, who's a billionaire, and Tyler Perry, who's uber successful, are oppressed by the definition of these books. And I have to ask, how do you expect white people to react to this? Now, obviously, white leftists will buy into it because they're self-haters and they're weak. But the average person, if I'm a white person and I'm middle class, working class, and I'm struggling, and you keep telling me that I'm an oppressor, and you have wealthy people, wealthy blacks, athletes, millionaires telling me I'm an oppressor, how long do you think those people are going to go for that? And there's far more of them than there are people in Hollywood and people on Wall Street and people in the boardroom. So when these people wake up and understand this, that's when this madness will change. Stop buying these books. Stop following these people. That's the only thing that's going to make a difference. I'm going to leave you with the immortal words of not any of these foolish authors, but our wonderful host, Kevin Jackson, who tweeted the other day, "Hey, white people, understand that the attack on you by leftists will not stop unless you stop being bullied and push back. You've done nothing wrong."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The world still goes on. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I am your guest host, Charles Love, sitting in for Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at CDouglasLove3. You can also catch me on AM 560 The Answer in Chicago, Sunday nights from 7 to 9. On the Liberty Hour. So I say the world still turns. I've been in for Kevin most of the week, had the opportunity to cover a lot of topics, a lot of stuff in the news, give my opinions, hopefully educate you and entertain you. But most of it is really boiled down to different versions of the same thing. Race has been permeating the narrative for several months now. And I brought you some stories. I'm sure Kevin talked about it. They may be different angles and different twists, talking about crazy books like White Fragility, or talking about people taking a knee in sports or talking about attacks on people, but it still goes up to race. COVID has been in the news, and we talk about that. We talk about masks. We talk about government's restraint on our freedoms by forcing us to quarantine or things of that nature. We talk about, like, there was a, speaking of quarantines and government, here in New York, de Blasio sent out a force. Yes, the same guy who wants to defund the police to create a blockade, a border patrol, if you will, at all the bridges, the tunnels, and the stations to stop people from the 34 states they are banning entry or at least quarantining from. So that's one thing I didn't mention, but COVID anyway, COVID in infection rates, COVID in fake news, COVID in quack doctors, if you let the media tell it, COVID and whether schools will open again based on the, but it all still is the topic of COVID. We, and those have been the two biggest problems. Oh, I did forget the third one, didn't I? Crime. Crime spikes all over the country. Autonomous zones in the Pacific Northwest. Lots of children, unfortunately, shot all over the country. And cities who have banned or drastically reduced their funding. But it still boils down to those three topics. COVID, crime, and race. So I wanted to take a moment here to remind everybody that there's other things going on, you know, besides the presidential election. But, you know, there are people, individuals out of work and companies that are struggling. But then there are industries that you wouldn't expect to be thriving that are thriving. There are people working hard on the vaccine that I won't be taking, but they're working hard on it. And that's not in the news that often. There is a mail-in voting fight. You hear about that, but there's a lot of things people aren't really talking about. Unless you watch the news, you probably didn't know that there was an explosion in Beirut. You know, last time, at last count, there were over 100 and almost 150 people dead and 5,000 injured. And I'm sure that number will change. And our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Lebanon. But on TV, on 24-hour news, if you watch that, they'll open a couple shows with it. But most people aren't talking about that. They're still talking about race. Same time that happens, you have Oprah talking about the book, you her silly book club book, and which I talked about, and all these other things. And to the average American person, they're not talking about that. Did you know there was an American citizen reportedly abducted by Iran in Dubai? So you got to, that's why you need people like Kevin and myself and other people, because we scour through the news and try to find this stuff and bring it to you. And I just wanted to take a moment to get a break from just COVID and other things and mention some other things going on. There's a Yale student who is suing and trying to get others to join him in a class action lawsuit against the school because Yale University, the Ivy League school, charged him full tuition and, according to him, gave him an inadequate online program for his money. There are, now this is kind of tied in with COVID because of the, I mean, with the race issues with the protests, but did you know in Portland they were burning Bibles? That's right, burning Bibles. The American flag, you know, is kind of what they do with burning Bibles. Kind of makes you wonder, what exactly are you asking for again? I think this thing was supposed to start with some demands for something, and now you're burning flags. Another interesting thing I found was SCOTUS ruled in Trump's favor, saying that he could continue to divert money from the military fund to build his big, glorious wall. And that brings me to the media again, and all these stories come back to them because they are so disingenuous and brainwashing. They're basically propaganda. As I'm talking about other things, you remember thinking about how fast these news cycles go, how they were able to get us. I would admit that we've all been played as well. Get us to just keep talking about something over and over again. And then how quickly these stories die. You know, it was the Covington kids and it was on the news every day and it was a big problem and all they could talk about for a week. And then we forget about that. It was Trump trying to stop people from coming across the border. It was Trump and DACA that kind of goes away. You know, they just keep building up these fires and they stoke the flames and stoke the flames and then we forget about it and we move on. So this SCOTUS decision was interesting because while I knew that they were making a decision on this topic, I did not realize that the wall along the area of the border that he was building is about 3/4 of the way done. Now, think back. There was a time when everybody on the left was saying, you had to stop this wall. Walls were evil. Walls were racist. You know how they love to give inanimate objects personal feelings, like personify them. But, yeah, the walls was going to be stopped. Remember when they were laughing at Trump? He thinks he's going to get a wall. He's so dumb. Nobody's going to build a wall. And you suckers who voted for him thinking he was going to build a wall fell for it. See, that's what's so amazing about the media. Even when they're wrong, they're right. Because they don't stop to say that they were right or wrong. When they're wrong, they just don't say anything. And for them, that's enough. As long as they continue to move on to whatever the next topic is, no one will be the wiser. Which is why I say we're all being played. There was SpaceX and its rocket launch to Mars, or setting the stage to take over the space exploration mantle from the U.S. government. And obviously, Branson's going to want in that action. But they had a successful launch in the time of race, COVID, and last, but certainly not least, I want to remember and take a moment to think of the 9 Marines who died and the others who were injured when doing a training exercise at Camp Pendleton. Their amphibious assault vehicle sank off the coast of Southern California. They were able to rescue the remaining Marines, but those 9 gave their lives. So, although a lot of this news is also sad, and some of it interesting or funny or uplifting, we have to take this into context and think of our lives more holistically and remember that we are not the sum of COVID, violence, and racism. We still have family and loved ones, and we should focus on that and the positives and still have fun and try to make the most of this madness as we can, not let it consume us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.